This morning's public read comes from John's Gospel, chapter 8. And as I mentioned before, chapters 6 and 8 are like the Mount Everests. Mount Everests, my dear friends. Chapter 8, you're going to be picking up in verse 48. Now last week, if you can remember, it got really hot and heavy, where Jesus was basically telling, now get this, they were Jews. They were Jews in the flesh just as much as Jesus, the man Jesus of Nazareth, was also a Jew in the flesh. He was a direct descendant going all the way back to David, all the way back to Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, going all the way back to the son Shem, going back to Father Noah, and going all the way back to Adam and Eve. Okay? That was Jesus' lineage. He was just as much a Jew as his audience in the flesh, biologically speaking, on a family tree speaking. But he looked at them and said, you are not God's children because you're going about to kill me. And then he says, Father Abraham, whom you claim to be your daddy, would never consider doing that. And you don't even believe anything I'm telling you because my word has no place in your heart. And then he said in verse 44, you are of your father the devil. And you cannot be a child of the devil and the child of God at the same time. You're either one or the other. So Jesus was basically rejecting their claim as God's spiritual family. Biologically, through a physical line, oh yeah, but not in that line of being born from above and being adopted and united by the Spirit to God the Father. Beloved, that was a blow. And he didn't hold back at all. So let's pick up this heated debate in verse 48. Ready? Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Notice the comeback. Notice their response versus saying, Jesus, can you explain maybe a little further? Because we don't want to perish. We don't want to die and go to a devil's hell for all eternity. You would think by this time they would say, Lord, have mercy and help us to understand. What was their response? You're a Samaritan. They were calling him a half-breed. And you are controlled and possessed by Satan himself. Now, can you imagine calling the Son of God a demon? Jesus answered, I have not a devil. Ooh, he fired right back. But I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And beloved, if you dishonor Jesus, you inevitably dishonor the Father. And if you badmouth the Father, you must inevitably have to badmouth his Son. See the connection? Wow, a two-edged sword. You can't say, I believe in God the Father, and then reject Jesus and his claims. And you cannot accept Jesus while at the same time claiming you reject the Father. You can't do it. It's a package deal. You got to take both the Father and the Son. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. The most powerful word in English is the word if. He's telling them, if a man keeps my word, he'll never taste of death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Now notice what they're throwing back at him. You're claiming that if we keep your words, we will never taste death? Jesus said, yes. And they come right back, they throw it right back at him by saying, hold on, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Isaiah, Malachi, Jonah, they're all dead. They're in their graves. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Modern English, Who do you think you are? Who do you pretend to be? What are you making yourself out to be? Who in the blazes are you? That's modern vernacular. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, get this, my honor is nothing. Think of all the politicians and the Hollywood celebrities and all the big shots with all the millions, how they lavish themselves and they bring all the glory and they heap all the recognition back to themselves. It is my Father that honoreth me. Notice, you can't divorce the Father from the Son or the Son from the Father, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him. Now look at verse 55. He's telling them, you don't know my Father. You claim you do. You got your temple. You got your religion. You got your ceremonies. You got all the trappings of religion, but you're dead. But I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. Jesus just got done telling them, you're all liars. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham, now watch this. Oh boy, this is Jesus puts the cream on the cake. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Now, Abraham lived 2,000 B.C., 2,000 years before the birth of Jesus. He just got done saying that in the days when Abraham walked this earth, he saw me and he saw my day and he rejoiced. Now, if you were in the crowd at that moment, what would you be thinking about the one who just dropped that on the floor? You got to be out of your mind. That's 2,000 years ago. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast seen Abraham? Are you ready? Seatbelts on? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, what's their response? They drop to their knees. They say the sinner's prayer. They walk down the aisle. They shake the preacher's hand. They fill out the visitation card. They drop to their knees. They're bawling and they're begging for salvation. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Please be seated. Dear friends, this is not the Jesus that's preached from many pulpits today. I've taken you through a journey now through chapter 8 in our public reading. We've come to this chapter. Now we've concluded it. And now everybody in this room has to do something with it. Did you catch verse 58? What is the implication of verse 58? There are those who tell us, and these are theologians who have graduated Bible college and seminary, unfortunately. They tell us Jesus never claimed to be God. That's their claim. And in debates, they throw that at the Christian that's on the other side of that debate. Jesus never claimed to be God. They're trying to find a passage where in the Bible Jesus just simply says, I'm God, and that would more or less settle the controversy. You may not find those words. Here I am God in the flesh. You don't find those words, but you find Jesus saying certain things that will draw the conclusion that he was God in the flesh. And here's one that jumps off the page. Well, let's go back a couple of thousand years. And there's a man named Moses. He's now past 40 years of age. He's on the run. He's a refugee on the run. He's a criminal because he killed an Egyptian while being a prince of Egypt. And that news got back to the Pharaoh, and Pharaoh got ticked. And so there was a wanted poster on Moses' back. Moses flees. He eventually gets into Midian, finds a wife, and he's working now for his father, tending sheep at the base of Sinai. And he sees this thing up in the mountain, flaming. But it's not being, turned to ash. So he goes up Sinai, and now he's confronted with this bush. It's on fire, but it's not disintegrating. There's no ash. There's no smell of charredness. And it speaks, Moses, Moses, here am I. Moses, take off your sandals because you're on holy ground. And so Moses takes off his sandals. And then it speaks, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And then Moses simply drops to the turf. He drops to the ground, prostrates himself. I have charged you, Moses, to go back to Egypt and set my people free. You know the story. But then there comes that part in the story where Moses says, you know, when I go back, your people are going to ask me who you are. They're going to ask me what God revealed himself to you on the backside of a desert. What is your name? You tell my people, I am that I am. Tell them, I am sent you. And Moses, the wind sucked out of his sail. Look at it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham ever walked on this globe, before he was even conceived in his mother's womb, I am. So who was talking to Moses in the bush? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who happens to be God of very God, according to our confessions. Even in our Reformed circles, Presbyterian or Baptist, pick up your confession, pick up your corresponding catechisms, and you got the Q and the A, you have the question with the answer, and then the verse that shows you where to find the answer in your Bible. Jesus said to his audience, I am. And what was their response? They didn't drop like Moses in a position of prostrated worship. No, they went for the boulders. Because they understood that you are claiming to be Jehovah God in flesh. We can't go there. We ain't going there. And that was Jesus' cue to meander away from them. And ironically, only in John's gospel, I'll leave you with this tidbit, only in John's gospel do you find the I ams of Jesus. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the great physician. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am life itself. I am the light of the world. When Jesus drops the phrase, I am, he is declaring to the world his divinity. Buddha never used that term. Muhammad never used that term. Confucius never used that term. The Gnostics never used that term. The New Age hippies never used that term. That term dropped from only the lips of the man from Galilee. God in the flesh. The Creator in the flesh. The Redeemer, the Savior, and the Judge of all men, condescended from his glory and from the throne of majesty, and he put on a human body, leaving those golden slippers behind, if you will, not his deity, but the glory and the majesty and that relationship with the Father that was never interrupted except on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? And the judgment of the Father fell upon the Son, that the judgment that should fall upon us was taken away in salvation. Hallelujah, what a Savior. So the next time you hear some donkey, I'll use a clean word, a donkey tell you Jesus never claimed divinity, you take him to John chapter 8. And Jesus is the one who dropped the I am. It was the bush who said, I am. That was Jesus, the eternal God, no beginning, no ending, the self-sustaining divine being speaking through that bush to his servant Moses. And all that Moses could do was to cower under his, probably his robe, from the majesty and glory. And here's God's people who were waiting for the Savior to come, and when he came, all they wanted to introduce him to was a brick in the face. A brick, a rock, a stone. Well, may God have mercy upon us who know the truth and then try to hide the truth. Beloved, you can't hide that truth no more, my friend. He who honors the Father inevitably is going to honor the Son, and the one who rejects the Son, in essence, has to reject the Father. The great I am. They knew what he said. They knew exactly the implication of those words, and they rejected his claim, and they went for the stones. And these were his people. These were his covenant ancient people whom he rescued out of Egypt's bondage. May God have mercy upon us.